Several times today in the program, you've heard some wonderfully expressive music, different music from what you just heard, but it was jazz, courtesy of Molly McFadden, who is a vocalist, and pianist Mike Brush, who have provided the music here live this morning on Studio S. And we welcome Molly and Mike to the microphones now.
Hi, thank you.
We've really enjoyed your performance today. Tell us, Molly, you are part of an organization. You're the founder of an organization called the Michigan Jazz Trail.
Yes.
What are you trying to get done?
I moved here 15 years ago, Mark, from New York, and I was astounded in this state, all the fabulous musicians, all the fabulous jazz players. You know, I would bump into concerts here in Lansing, as a matter of fact, or Ann Arbor, or up in Sutton's Bay, and I said, this state is rich with musicians and music and jazz. Well, I had my bistro, Molly's Bistro, and again, I was impressed with all the musicians that would come through the bistro, Mike Brush being one of them, with a wonderful vocalist, Julie Mullady. I said, you know, we got to do something here. Mm. Well, I went to New York. I performed with a trio, and everyone in New York said, wow, you are playing with some really great musicians. I said, yes, they're from Michigan. So this idea grew, and I said, we have got to find a way. This was during the economic downturn. Michigan was, you know, struggling.
I remember that.
I do, too. We all do, right? And I said, well, if Mississippi can have the Mississippi Blues Trail, why couldn't Michigan have the Michigan Jazz Trail?
Ah, interesting.
And that's how I connected it. So I met with Mr. Zimmerman of Pure Michigan, and anybody who would hear my spiel, anybody who would hear me, I said, we have got to create a map. And we could start on Memorial Weekend in Lansing or Ann Arbor and go up and down the state across and end up in Detroit on Labor Day. And people could plan their vacations, you know, with golf and water. But be aware of all of the festivals that we have throughout the state.
So is that taking shape? Are you?
It's slowly taking shape. I've succeeded with the Great Lakes Bay region. What we have now, we have a 19-member big band made up of consummate musicians such as Mike Brush, Jeff Hall, Dan Jacobs, Robbie Smith, to name just a few, plus many more. And we perform in Midland, Freeland, Bay City, Saginaw. Next summer, we're going to be up in Charlevoix and Boyne City. So this big band is touring the state, celebrating the music and saying, come on, join the bandwagon. Hopefully, other jazz festivals we can all organize together and have a website all together so we don't have to work so hard to market what it is we're doing.
So you're trying to map out, you're literally mapping out the Michigan Jazz Trail.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely, okay. And that's why I was thrilled when we could come on your program and share what we're trying to do, what the vision is and
the
mission.
Full disclosure, I mean, I have caught Molly's act a couple of times. This was quite serendipitous that you should join us today, because several times, I've got a relative, my sister lives in Midland, and we went to Molly's Bistro. I'm sorry to hear it's no longer operating, but we caught your act several times and enjoyed it immensely in downtown Midland. Mike Brush, what's your take on the Michigan jazz scene?
It's an exciting idea. The concept is exciting. It's inclusive of as many musicians that fit into that format as we can find.
Yeah,
and you are bringing no less than Wynton Marsalis to perform at the Temple Theater in Saginaw this Sunday. Tell us about that.
5 years ago, I said what I would love is for this big band to perform with international jazz musicians. So we did with Kevin Cole, Michigander. What a wonderful musician. Not particularly jazz, but Gershwin. Following year, we had John Pizzarelli. Following year, we had Ramsey Lewis. And I always wanted Wynton Marsalis because he is He's premier.
He's top drawer. Yeah.
So when I talked to the agent and working with the agent, I said, now, will Mr. Marsalis and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, will they be okay if the Michigan Jazz Trail Big Band opens for them? He said, absolutely. In fact, Wynton loves what you're doing. We also work with students. We also highlight students at these venues. And in February, we're going to do an all-inclusive workshop for jazz bands in high school. Michigan Jazz Trail Big Band will play some of their charts so they can hear it live and mix it up.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And you're also going to help us. You and I, the Michigan Jazz Trail and Current State, are both talking about regular jazz on our program. program thanks to you.
Yes.
So we're very excited about that.
Oh, good.
So, and we want to hear you perform one more time, so we will tell us about what you're going to play here, play us out on.
Well, we'll end on a little bit of Gershwin, and it's wonderful. In fact, when I first arrived in New York 20 years ago, it was the first song I ever auditioned with a jazz band. So I have a special place in it, my heart for it.
That's fantastic. Yep. I'm sure it's going to be a great performance. Molly McFadden and Mike Brush, will let them make their way back to the microphone so they can play us out with Gershwin's Swonderful. And once again, Wynton Marsalis to perform at the Temple Theater with a number of Michigan Jazz Trail musicians this Sunday night. If you're not aware of that, that's worth the drive. Wynton Marsalis. So with that as a prelude, let's go to Molly and Mike. Molly McFadden and Mike Brush.
Wonderful, marvelous, you, my baby, should care for me. Awful nice paradise. What I love to see. Well, now you've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Marvelous that you should care for me.
Singer Molly McFadden, pianist Mike Brush of the Michigan Jazz Trail. That's our show for today. We're pleased you could join us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for listening to Current State on WKAR.
That you should care for me. You've made my life so glamorous that you can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful. Marvelous that you should care for, that you should care for, that you should care.